This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A Ukrainian court Monday sentenced a Russian soldier to life in prison for killing an unarmed Ukrainian civilian in the northeastern village of Sumy. The 21-year-old soldier, Sergeant Vadim Shishmarin, had previously pleaded guilty, telling the court he acted after an officer told him to shoot the man. Reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA the details of the case.
A court in Kyiv handed down the first conviction of a war crime. Russian serviceman Vadim Shishmarin was accused of killing a civilian in Sumy region, and he was sentenced to life in prison. I should say that since February 24, almost the entire Ukrainian law enforcement system has been investigating Russian war crimes. And this one is a very special case because this is the first case, and it demonstrates, you know, this Ukrainian war for independence very well, showing, you know, how civilians in the Sumy region were also involved helping to catch these Russian soldiers. The court found evidence against Shishmarin and concluded that the murder was premeditated. The court rejected the defense's arguments that Shishmarin had allegedly carried out the order because it was given by a military man who was not Shishmarin's commander, and the order itself was criminal.
The Starbucks coffee chain, meanwhile, Monday announced it is pulling completely out of Russia. The company had suspended all business activity in Russia as of March 8th. But in a statement posted to its website Monday, Starbucks said it had made the decision to exit and no longer have a brand presence in the Russian market. The statement said the company would continue to support the nearly 2,000 Starbucks employees it has in Russia, including providing 6 months' pay and assistance for the employees to transition to other opportunities. This is VOA News.